We're on, huh?
Oh, very much so. We'll catch you again tomorrow, Gary and Durwood.
Who grabbed the first ditty?
Well, let's not have any grabbing today. Let's kind of be formal, you know, be polite. What do you think of that?
Very well, then. Who selects the first selection?
Oh, of course, you, my dear.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crosby. I love you. Oh, how I love you. My every hour is spent dreaming of you. I need you. Oh, how I need you. When I feel so blue, I never knew unhappiness or that a heart could ache. But now that I've known happiness, I fear my heart will break. I love you. Oh, how I love you. My every thought is
housekeeping, exciting as fall itself. First, there's the inside story on Grace Kelly's troubled heart. Why does she face disruption of her domestic life and the possible loss of her throne? Also, you'll be thrilled with the dramatic fashion feature, Eight Ways to Look This Fall, presented in beautiful, full color. There's something for your husband, too. The once-in-a-lifetime 18-page meat and potato cookbook to give him the hearty meals he likes, prepared divinely. In addition, October Good Housekeeping is a fiction carnival, led by a compelling short novel, complete in this issue, by famous storyteller John D. MacDonald. And in the Better Way section, a report of deep concern to millions of families, fats in diet. Are they the real key to heart disease? And don't miss October Good Housekeeping's timely appraisal of the new so-called run-proof hosiery. It's all there, all dedicated to helping you and your family lead healthier, happier lives. Get your copy today. That's Good Housekeeping for October.
Here's a ballad of the mid-40s or late 30s. I don't know which. Very popular.
Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way here? Oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me then? I dare not guess at this strange happiness. To know, can it be that love has come to stay here? Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way here. Oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me there? I dare not guess at this strange happiness that love has come to stay here.
Now, Buddy Cole has given us his solemn promise to arrive at the track late enough to miss betting the Daily Double. We can rely on this boy, for he happens to be the engineer on the A-train. All aboard, Buddy. Big message for today, folks. The message is hang on.
Hang on for what? Hang on for dear life?
No, just hang on all around.
Now that you have the entire audience hanging on, your every word, out with it. Well, just what should they hang on to?
Well, first I'll illustrate with a little anecdote.
Hang on, everybody. This may take time.
As you may have guessed, the moral of this tale is hang on. It has to do with a fishing story. Well, incidentally, I think we might call this the fishing story of the year.
Real whopper, huh?
Oh, yes. And it comes from clear down in Port Moresby, New Guinea. Of course, I have no way of checking these things through. The dispatches from there, you know.
You mean it ain't necessarily so.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily so. But I'll tell you something. It's a pretty good fish story. About this time of the year, we're getting plenty of fish stories, aren't we? I mean, after their vacations, everyone has a good fish story, it seems. So here's one for the competition. A group of Solomon Islanders went out on a boat fishing, and one of the fishermen was pulled overboard by a 50-pound kingfish. And he was found safe in the water an hour later by his rescuers.
And he was still hanging on to his fish, huh?
Still gripping the cutty hunk here, and the giant fish was still on the hook.
So the moral of this story is, if you're pulled overboard by a big fish, hang on. Is that it?
Well, yes.
Well, hang on to what? You got to be a pretty good swimmer to float around the ocean with a 50-pound kingfish on the end of your line.
Oh, well, Ken, Solomon Islanders don't worry about swimming. They swim as easily as Americans ride around in cars. I think this fellow deserves a lot of credit for hanging on. He landed his fish.
Well, the way I figured, he was lucky he was landed, being missing out in the ocean all that time.
But the big point is, you see, it turned out all right. This fellow hung on. His friends checked when they got back to shore. They found out he's missing. So they sailed back to where they thought he might have flipped overboard, and they found him. And he's got his 50-pound kingfish, too.
I'll bet there was a luau that night.
Oh, yes. Fish for everyone, and no doubt some coconut water with a mess of them, too.
Dancing and singing.
See, we don't have any dancing around here, but we do have... Well, we feature singing.
Well, let's have some of that, then.
You got a song sheet there in your hand, Rosie?
Yes.
Well, hang on good and tight, man.
I got it.
Now, here's a girl who's gonna win. Hang on, folks.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, love, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back, lover, come back, lover, come back to me.
Say, Bing, what do you say we take a walk around the block now?
Well, can't we hit some distant lands instead of just staying around the neighborhood here?
Well, we can dream about some distant lands. How's that?
Well, it's better than not dreaming at all, I guess. Anyhow, here's let's take a walk around the block.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present,
let's take a walk around the block.
You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we'll have will go for travel.
Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You sit on my lap,
all over the map.
To London in May time, to Venice in play time,
to Paris in time for a fly, to Boston in bean time, darling, meantime.
Let's take a walk around the block. In winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus, see how they lock up a lock.
And then in Mexico,
promise we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at Hawaii we'll dock.
Hawaii can wait, sir. It grows late, sir.
Let's take a walk around the block.
Onward to Cathay.
Then to Mandalay.
Then Vladivostok. We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels. We'll buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
Right now we are flying old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
When you make that single annual contribution to your local United Community Campaign, you give a little to go a long way. Now, let's hope it's not too little. For the money may support as many as 300 separate social, health, and welfare services in your area. Think how far the money must go when you write your annual check and give generously the United Way.
Keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. I have told them in advance. They can't break up our romance, living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
Now, friends, we have to let go of the line now. This is just as long as we can hang on to today, but we've got to loosen up our grip.
But don't let that deter you, folks. Remember, the important thing these days is to hang on.
And we'll be right back here tomorrow, so hang on with us tomorrow, will you, friends? Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.